1-800-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100.
I inhaled that cupcake.
Frenemy.
Me too. My stomach kind of hurts.
I don't like those too. They're really good, but God.
That was my breakfast.
That was mine too, unfortunately.
All right. I'm just reading this poem. Someone's written a Sarah Dillon poem. This is a poem entitled. We have to see if we have a bed. Do we have the haiku bed still? Do we have the poetry
yes,
bed?
Yes, somewhere. Give me just a second.
All right, we have a. We'll read the Sarah Dillon poem here.
Is it a Sarah Dillon poem or haiku?
It's not a haiku, but this is okay. It's a clue. Okay, this is from Matt. It's called a poem for Sarah. Farewell to the fine Sarah Dillon. She will be missed by her fans of millions. No one around to keep Rick in check. Don't know what will happen. The show is probably a wreck. Vodka tonic extra lime. We all wish Jolie was a mime.
Hey!
You will be missed by all the drunks. Rick, promise us to keep up the funk.
It's a terrible, terrible.
Yes, it's terrible, this poem.
Anything for a rhyme.
See you guys tonight. That's Matt. There you go. There's the talent and skill of the Rick Emerson audience on display. All right, so 8.5 hours from now, listener party 8 happening, the Viper Room. We're going to give away a pair of pads. Here's what we'll do. Kyle, we'll take callers like 5 and 6 here. We'll play Dead or Alive because I can't think of anything more interesting. And so what we'll do is we'll take Dead or Alive. We'll take callers 5 and 6 right now at 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. We'll get the two callers. We may do this a couple times, actually. And we'll do a little Dead or Alive, and we'll give away some pre-party passes.
Why don't you mix it up a little bit? Instead of Dead or Alive, do Dead or Gay or Dead or Canadians, pretty much.
Well, Dead or Gay, but I don't have a good list. I don't have a... I have no way of knowing. Well, and how can you tell?
Well...
Like, if someone says gay, like, I wouldn't...
Well...
Like, if you said Tom Selleck and they went gay, it's...
Yeah.
Well, I guess he's not dead, though, so that makes it easy.
That's
but if you said Tony Randall...
There you go.
How would you know that?
There you go. Well, but we know he's dead.
Yeah, but how would he? But the people claimed that he was a fashionable male.
That's true.
But I don't know.
Jolie was just telling me that Richard Dawson is gay.
He's not gay.
Richard Dawson is not gay.
Oh my God.
The stud of all studs.
I mean, is it?
No. The overplaying of the woman. Oh, he has to kiss every little lady on Family Feud.
I mean, not that it doesn't really matter, but I just don't think he was. I just think that's factually incorrect.
I
still think he's dead.
He had a lot of femininity in him.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
Well,
a lot of weird tests.
All right. All right. Let's read a couple of these. Rick, where does the line form to cut off two of Jolie's limbs? I want to be first in line. F Matt with a dull chainsaw.
This F Matt is brought to you by Bar Fire.
You brought it up, sister. That was you're the one.
I was talking about taxes.
So is he.
Rick, don't forget, you've been using sound clips from the Xbox on your show. Therefore, your whole Xbox, Xbox Live, and Xbox games are all tax deductible.
There you go.
P.S. That TriMet tax is going to eat me, Todd. That's Todd the corpse.
Because he's freaking genius!
God, I hate that. And then he says, whatever. Rick, your show was rudely interrupted by my work yesterday. Damn the man. Can you tell us again which video games are chosen for the competition and whether these will be arcade versions of the games? That's from Monty. No, here's the deal. So tonight, and then we'll get to these, we'll get to the calls here. Tonight we'll be doing an old school video game contest for a chance at a brand new Xbox. The deal is we will have two Xbox boxes going simultaneously. You will have your choice of Sonic the Hedgehog or Asteroids. I believe Asteroids is the arcade version, but I'm not going to swear
that's
to that.
Fantastic.
But here's the deal. So you could do that all night. At the end of the night, I don't know, probably 9:20, 9:30, the highest Sonic qualifier and the highest Asteroids qualifier will go head-to-head on a to-be-announced third game. So there you go. On a third game that we were not announcing, that's a secret.
A third Xbox game or a third traditional game?
Well, they're on the Xbox, but it's traditional.
Right.
It's a traditional game, but played on the Xbox. That's the only way we can get it on the TV.
All right.
So, yeah, with the highest Sonic and the highest... Asteroids qualifier will then play against each other at another old school game to be announced on the Xbox. So there you go.
How weird is that the Sonic is considered old school?
Seriously, especially because it still seems new to me.
I know.
You know.
Totally.
All right. Is this Chris?
Yeah.
And
Chris.
What's this? Caver?
Caver.
Caver? What kind of name is that? Is that like a nickname? Is that like your... is that like a role-playing name or like a spelunking name?
That's my real name.
The name your parents gave
is
you.
Is that short for, some, is it for something?
No, it's my mom's maiden name.
Oh, I see. So the maiden name becomes the first name. That's kind of cool. Yeah. All right. Wait, are we ready to play Dead or Alive?
Yes.
Yes. Really excited. All right. Here's the thing. Now, let me write this down. Chris and Cabra. Where's my legal pad? I'm very ill prepared for this. Okay. So here's.
Do you even have any people in mind yet?
Would you like me to help?
Yeah, I've got a list. So here's the thing. No, this is why we couldn't do Dead or Gay though, because I prepared the Dead or Alive list, and if we start doing like Dead or Canadian or something, I'm just not gonna know. So I'm gonna name a celebrity. We'll do five. I'm going to name a celebrity. Now, if you think you have the answer, you say your name, like you would either say Chris or Kev or whatever, and I will say, yes, dead or alive, and you will say whether you think that person is dead or alive. If you're correct, you get a point. If not, point goes to the other person.
Okay.
So there's a 50. If you're just guessing, you could give the point to the other person. All right, so I will name a celebrity. You will say your name. If you think you've got it, you'll tell me whether they're dead or alive. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Today's category for Dead or Alive is musical figures. All right.
All right.
It's a dramatic pause, you jerks. All right, hold on. All right. From the Bee Gees, Maurice Gibb.
Chris.
Dead.
Yeah,
correct. He is dead. Well done. All right, there you go. See, I was trying to throw you off. Because what's his name? Because Andy Gibb is also dead. All right.
They're all dead.
They're not all dead.
One's still alive.
All right. No, they're not the...
Cute one.
A cute one. Cute BG.
All right. All right. Are we ready? Here's next up. Gordon Lightfoot.
Chris. He's alive.
Very good, Chris. Well done, my friend.
Wow.
All right. Next up. Let's see. I've lost my page. Hold on a second. Hold on. All right. Next up, tell me whether they are dead or alive. Charo.
Caver.
Yes.
Alive.
Very good. Well done. All right.
She was on The Surreal Life.
Is that true? Charo
yes,
was?
Uh-huh. She
was. The Love Boat.
I had no idea.
Yes, and of course The Love Boat.
Okay, everybody was on The Love Boat. Everybody was on The Love Boat. All right. Let's see. I'm trying to weed through these. All right. Known to my generation for his appearances on Night Court, Mel Torme.
Caver.
Yes. Go ahead.
Alive.
No, dead. Oh. I'm sorry. Oh, all right. Well, now this one is just for pride. Johnny Mathis.
Chris.
Yes.
I was thinking Cash. Johnny Mathis, alive.
Yes, correct. He is alive. Very well. Okay, so from a score of 4-1, Chris, you have scored yourself a pair of passes to the listener pre-party. Well done, my friend.
Cool.
Caver, you have won only shame.
Okay.
But I'm sorry, but we thank you for listening anyway.
Thank you.
All right, are you coming to the party?
I hope so.
I hope so.
Caver wins passes to the party.
Do or do not.
It's kind of late. I'm an old lady, so...
So you were competing for something you don't even know that you would have used.
If I could go to the pre-party, then I'd be there. But
because that's
it starts at 8:00.
Because that's not before your bedtime.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of old, so.
All right. Well, okay. You don't sound old. You sound young at heart.
I'm young at heart. But...
All right. Both of you guys, hold on for a second. Both of you, hold on. There's Chris and Caver. All right. There you go. All right. See, I. All right. Whatever. Doesn't matter. All right, 503-535-9100. People wonder, do we have reviews from you, Scott Daly?
No, I got nothing.
So we have the TV critic guy on who doesn't write about TV anymore talking about a book that isn't finished and that you can't buy.
Okay, no, wait.
Joey's here, but we're not doing the question.
No.
The film review guy has no films to review.
It's all your fault,
right? I have got a review of Amityville Horror, which opens today. This is dedication to Sarah Dillon.
All right.
Okay. This Amityville Horror is a Michael Bay produced film. It's
fantastic.
A remake. It's a remake of the old Amityville Horror, and it's a great film. I was surprised.
Ryan Reynolds is in it, right?
I was totally surprised. Ryan Reynolds is in it.
I love him.
Scary. But I must say, Sarah Dillon, that
yes,
I'm actually lying because I did not see the film. But I was trying to review it because I didn't
see
it.
Oh, so it's a Sarah Dillon review.
Sarah Dillon review, exactly.
That's a falsehood. I always did my movie reviews.
Yeah.
We could review Fever Pitch for you.
Who saw Fever Pitch? Oh, did you and Sarah see it? Oh, so you guys liked it.
Oh, okay, good.
I guess I tainted Jolie's opinion of it halfway through.
No, she said it like in the first 2 minutes of the movie.
What?
She says, I'm trying to like this movie, but I just don't. And then so it made
Jolie,
me think
for yourself. Have your own opinion.
Free your mind.
I do, but it just like gets in the way of me.
And the rest will follow.
It's kind of slow a little bit, but the scene about, there's a great scene on the football field.
Be sure to give it away right now.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, thank you.
On the baseball field.
Yeah, you know.
Oh, at the very end of the movie?
The robot does it.
The robot did it.
Yeah, exactly. Moving on. Let's see. Our friend Kristen says, by the way, at K2, we test everybody for drugs. She'll probably have to take a drug test. I'm surprised they haven't asked her already.
I'm not scared to take a drug test.
No, because you're living it clean.
I'm living clean.
A clean and wholesome gal.
Yeah. Rick, this email says, let's just do some emails here, and then we'll do... do some emails, and then we'll take a break, and we'll do another Dead or Alive around the corner here. But don't call yet. Rick, I'm coming to the party, but I'm chaining my wife up at home. That way she can't drunkenly try to get you in bed and then bust out her front teeth on the pavement outside. I don't like going to the ER after your parties. Oh, I know this.
On the sidewalk.
I know who this is about. This we talked about. I mean, I'm assuming this is actually... Okay, let me explain what's going on. There's an interesting dynamic here. Because I get... you know, like a lot of people, I think, in the radio or whatever, I get a lot of, you know, kind of regular emailers. And, Sarah, you probably get this, too. People who are regular emailers?
A couple of them.
But sometimes there's two people who email you, and they are married to each other or they're together somehow, and you don't really know that. You know what I mean? In other words, I got these two names that show up in my email box all the time, always have. But apparently these two names are married to each other, and I wasn't aware of that. So after the last party, which was a party gras, after party gras, we read an email the day after the party gras party from a woman who was at the old barn, who wandered aside, fell face first into the parking lot, wham, out come the teeth, and she was texting me the email the next day from the emergency room, where she was having 800,000 fake teeth put in. By the way, at $800. Because she had just, she was there, she's doing, Lauren remembers her, remembers that girl. She was there, just, it was very nice, and, whatnot.
Was she drunk?
Yeah, she was drunk, and, I was drunk and flirty and everything.
That's the worst.
I mean, nothing untoward happened, but she was drunk and flirty and having a good time. But then she, bam, just eats crap right in the parking lot, pavement right into the teeth. So this is apparently her husband. and again, these are two names. That I've seen in my email box forever, but I never knew that these two names were married. Rick, I'm coming to the party, but this is a guy mad who would email me forever. I'm chaining my wife at home. That way she can't drunkenly try to get you in bed, then bust out her front teeth on the pavement. I do not like going to the ER after your parties. Fake teeth are $800 a piece.
Wow.
Also, I will be able to get my game going with Sarah.
Because his wife won't be there.
Yes, seriously. Yeah. Maybe they have a different kind of relationship. Maybe they,
they have an open one?
Mrs. Claus and I have an understanding.
Ew.
Come on. I'm sorry. Is that me? All right, let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Yeah, look at that. With me with the theme. Yeah. Kristen from accounting joining us now in the Rick Emerson Show.
Hey.
The theme is emanating from my
porch.
Does
it matter, Sarah?
That really confused me.
Sarah's always the one who plays the theme. I'm having to learn to... If you give me a fish, Sarah, I'm only going to be able to eat
today.
Okay,
will you turn it off now?
All right, there you go.
Thank you.
Hi there, Kristen. How are you?
You know, I'm better than you guys, I think.
It's one of those days.
Hey,
we're
having fun.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wanted to call. I'm going to be at the party tonight, but I wanted to say a quick goodbye to Sarah.
Oh.
Because, you know, as much as all these people think they're, like, all big Sarah fans, I have a special affinity for Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
She's like the little sister I never had.
Oh, thanks, Kristen.
You know, and don't forget, I mean, you all seem to forget. I was there when you started as just a young babe.
That's true.
3 years ago.
It's
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Kristen,
and who was the first person to actually share her porn with you? Who was the first porn experience?
That's true.
That was you, my first porn watching.
It is Kristen.
So there's special thing there for Sarah. So she's wonderful, and she'll do just fine in TV.
Oh, thank you.
Sarah Dillon, this is your life.
You just have to go in there like you know what you're doing, even if you don't, and you'll be fine.
Well, that's my thing. Is like, if you don't know what you're doing, if you just fake it,
they'll
one can really...
They'll beat you alive.
No one can tell the difference, though, between pretending that you know and really knowing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As long as you hold a clipboard or something, you know?
Yeah, a clipboard and a confident wave.
That's it.
Get you into any building in the world. That's
or like, great. Ooh, you know what'll come in handy is the big fat marker, like the, you know, those big...
The big Sharpies?
Sharpies.
Yeah.
Sharpies are big in TV.
Also, low-cut shirts.
Yeah, that'll help.
Yeah, it really will.
I've got to know. Sarah, are you going to go with one hair color or are you going to stick with the...
Everybody asks about
that. That's the first question. I don't know. I was told that I wouldn't have to do anything with it, but then yesterday I was told that that might not be the case. So.
Oh, see, this is how it starts.
Yeah.
I know.
Maybe we'll just cut it a little bit, and then in a couple of weeks, well, maybe we should tone down this color a little bit.
I remember these conversations. I remember this conversation years ago when I was doing the, Rick, what we'd like to do is maybe just put you in a small room by yourself for 4 hours a day and have you talk about parking tickets all day. Would you like to do that? That's the way to a successful syndicated program. Yeah, this is how it begins when they're just talking about your hair color.
Yeah, that worked well.
Yeah, seriously. So, Rick is not a role model, Sarah. You've got to stay true to yourself there. All right. I want to turn on and see you with a bunch of brown hair under your head. That's not going to be.
No, that's not happening.
All right. Kristen, we'll see you tonight at the pre-party.
You betcha. I'll be there.
All right. There you go. Back after this, we'll do another installment of Dead or Alive when we get back. Don and Mike at noon. Like is at 3. And listener party tonight at 8. Stay there for the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, right here on Max 910, Talk Radio for Guys.
See, now I think people are just making things up. Here's this email from Amanda. Rick, I just flew across the whole goddamn country from Memphis for this party. She says,
I think she should prove it.
I heard about the pre-party invites. Shouldn't I get a pair after all the money and effort I've made it to? Well, you know, we've had stranger things happen. That Noah guy from Buffalo keeps trying to get here. That doesn't happen. We had those people come up from Tahoe that one time when we were in the center the first time. My girlfriend and I are both hotties from... See, now she's just trying to jack it up here.
Now she's
my girlfriend and I are both hotties and are going, we need those pre-party passes. Amanda from Memphis.
I think they should prove
somehow. I call shenanigans on that.
I think they should prove it.
I
show us the airline ticket.
I need to see the ticket or some ID that says you live in Memphis.
Even that's like a current bill or something with the address in Memphis.
Yeah. So well, because otherwise, it's like, how would you even know?
But if,
yeah, it's not the DMV, Scott.
I'll need your birth certificate, too. And some blood. Let's see.
And what your arms.
Rick, nice post of Sarah's picture on the main page. Just what the mail masses need to get through this morning.
What?
I just put a little picture of you. You know, we do that rotating picture on the weblog. It's that picture of you behind the microphone. It's the right there. You know what I'm talking about?
People look there.
Oh, I hate that picture. I look like a chubby little Campbell's soup kid.
You lose anyway.
Well, you're welcome. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
No, I'm...
Stomp on my heart.
Thank you.
Her voice, her style, and balance are the Rick factor on issues pertaining to everything will be missed. Good luck and extra limes to you, Sarah, in all your future endeavors.
Aww.
We wish you well in your future endeavors. Did you...
You told me I look like a Campbell's soup kid in that picture.
No, because you got because you had the red cheeks. There was that one picture of you where you had the red hair and the red cheeks, and you totally looked like the Campbell's soup cherubim or whatever those are called.
Cherubimbo.
Rick, why isn't Sarah crying? I think it's your job in these last 20 minutes to make her weep. I took the day off to listen to this broadcast, and I want tears. P.S. Jade Empire for Xbox. Kick ass! You should pick it up and let the 10-year-olds kick someone else's ass in Halo 2 for a while. All right,
well, this isn't the last broadcast. We'll have the one tonight.
No, I got a whole other hour later on the night to try to make her cry.
And after that, I'll have a couple cocktails. It'll be easier.
Well, let's see. Well, Rick, let's see. Damn it, I've lost. Rick, are you using Grey? Here we go. Are you using Grey Goose in the Sarah Dillon vodka tonic? What's wrong? You do not dilute Grey Goose. Seriously, Stoli or Smirnoff make a much better vodka tonic extra lime. Do not dilute down Grey Goose. Here's one about the about Hogan's Heroes Dead Guys. Rick, where's my... Rick, I read an article in the Oregonian that recalled various celebrities who've been grand marshals in the Rose Parade. One year, the actor who portrayed Colonel Klink, Werner Kepler, was suggested as the grand marshal. Once local Portland VFW halls in the American Legion got word of the selection, they went public and said they would intervene and prevent the parade from happening if a TV Nazi was selected to be grand marshal. Colonel Klink was quickly demoted and replaced by some other goon. That's fantastic. All right, do we have time to do another Dead or Alive here? All right, let's quickly do another Dead or Alive. I'll tell you, we'll take callers 5 and 6 here. We'll take callers 5 and 6 for another installment of Dead or Alive. We'll give you a celebrity, tell us if they're dead or alive, and the winner here will score a pair of passes to the Rick Emerson pre-party, of course, which happens at an undisclosed location before the listener party, which is tonight, 8 o'clock. And I think, now first of all, we got to remind everybody, get everything that's going on. We have an old school video game contest. We're going to be giving away a brand new Xbox. We're going to be giving away a brand new TiVo, monthly service not included, but it's the brand new TiVo for the Dead Celebrity Costume Contest. Live broadcast at 10. Of course, Sarah's hot sister Heather's going to be there. That's a good time for everybody. She's beautiful.
You're creepy.
No, I mean, just that she's very charming.
You know, when you start breathing all heavy and saying how much she looks like Kate Winslet, it makes me a little uncomfortable.
It really is true. So that's all coming up tonight. It starts at 8 o'clock at the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. And I don't want to go on a limb, but it seems like you might want to get there a little early. I do sense that there may be a bit of a crowd. Now, it holds several hundred people, but it is on two levels. It's two levels. There's upstairs and downstairs. Downstairs, there's 7 TV screens, 7 flat screens, including one that's 130 inches.
Holy crap.
So you'll be able to see all the stuff upstairs on the stage, even if you're downstairs at that black marble bar that they've got there. And we'll have a whole variety of house music.
I wonder how many River Phoenixes are going to show up tonight.
I don't know. I mean, it's because...
That'd be interesting.
I'm excited for my costume.
Yeah.
And you should be for yours,
very
too,
cool.
Rick. We have matching ones.
You guys are going to be awesome.
All right. Let's go to the phone show. This is... Where the hell is my thing? Wilton. Wilton, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. And Maurice. How are you, sir?
Hi, Rick. I'm here.
All right. So here's the thing. I'm going to give you a celebrity. If you think you know whether they're dead or alive, say your name. We'll give you the first shot at it. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, point goes to the other player, all right?
Got it. Okay.
Okay, so this is dead or alive. This is dead or alive television actors. Dead or alive television actors. All right. From Gomer Pyle, USMC, Jim Nabors.
Maurice Weldon.
Maurice?
Dead.
No, he is alive. Strangely enough, I thought he was dead. I thought he was dead too, but the official Dead or Alive server here says he's actually still alive. All right.
Shazam. Sorry.
All right. All right. From the Jefferson, Sherman Helmsley.
Maurice? Dead.
No, alive. Maurice. Sherman, don't talk that way about Sherman Helmsley. He is still the star of Ghost Dad is still alive and well. He's alive and kicking, as talented as he ever was. All right. Okay, we'll do another one here. From Star Trek, DeForest Kelly.
Wilton? Dead.
Yes, correct. He is dead. An early lead here for Wilton. All right. Somebody, what about the Three Stooges? They're all dead. All the Stooges are dead. All right.
What about the Marx Brothers?
I think the Marx Brothers, all Groucho was the last one. He kicked it in like 75 or something like that. All right.
All right.
From Three's Company, Don Knotts.
Maurice? Alive.
Alive. Very good. All right. And finally, from What's Happening, Fred Berry.
Maurice.
Wilton?
Dead.
Yeah, he's completely dead.
Is that rerun?
Wilton and Maurice. I want you guys to hold on a second. Don't go anywhere. Wilton and Maurice. Hold on there. So you go, Wilton is the winner. 4-1, Maurice, you stay there too. You guys stay and hold. That is Wilton by 4-1 there on the Rick Emerson show on the Dead or Alive TV version. Yeah, Fred Berry rerun is completely dead.
He died recently, didn't he?
Yeah, it was only like a year or two ago.
I always forget about it, though. I always forget that he's dead. He's one of those guys that I constantly think is still. It's like, but it's the same thing with Adam West, where I'm always thinking Adam West is dead. And he's still alive.
What about Burt Ward?
Burt Ward is alive.
Is it
the other guy I always forget he's dead? What's the reason he your breathing. I'm always forgetting. So, all right. It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. So we're now, well, we got about 3 minutes here. So do you want to quickly do your Amityville Horror review before we wrap it up?
That was a joke.
Have you not seen
it?
Oh, you really haven't seen it?
No, this is a busy week for me at work. I just couldn't get away to see it this week.
All right, well, what's at filmfever.org that people need to see?
Brett actually saw it, and his review is going to be up there later on this afternoon. And that's really, well, what else is opening today? I haven't saw a loop this week. It's crazy. So Ocean's 12 came out in DVD this week.
Okay.
So, all right. That's my
there you go.
The film world.
Fantastic.
It's been a busy, rough week.
Good stuff. And
thanks.
Jolie, are you going to be coming to the listener party tonight?
Like I said, if I finish my taxes.
All right. So is that just you're just coming incognito? You're coming under. Will you be coming in costume?
I believe I will.
All right. So if you come, it'll be in costume.
Finishing touches.
Kyle has got the second half of his costume. Kyle's costume is put together. I got to go buy. I have one tiny piece of clothing I still need to buy for mine.
I'm putting the finishing touches on mine as well.
Excellent.
I finally made up my decision. I had a few I was playing with, but
excellent. Good times.
Yeah.
So that is coming up tonight. That is tonight, Friday, April 15th, 8 p.m. at the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. You want to be there probably early. Again, it holds several hundred people, but it's on two levels. So it's maybe a bit of a crowd there.
Can I interject something really quick here about Sarah? Actually, I believe it's this week or next week marks my 1 year being on this show.
I believe.
I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty sure it was.
To hug you or something?
No.
Uh-huh.
But a few years ago, I was on another station, and
Kaner K.
Exactly. And the difference between that and this, I love Gustav and Daria. They're awesome. It was a different atmosphere, a different environment. But Sarah has continuously made me feel welcome every week. I'm not kissing up. Shut up. All right, but seriously, you've made me feel welcome every week, and I really appreciate that. And you're sorely going to be missed.
Well, thank you.
It's true.
I'm going to miss it.
She's not going to cry, dude. Just get over it. I'm trying all day.
I'm not going to let you guys see me cry.
Don't cry out loud.
Did you make her mixtape?
You hold it back. But no, I'm serious, Sarah. You're going to be missed, and I wish you all the luck.
Well, she's going to do very, very well.
She's going to do very well.
So you start training at Coin 6 next week, and then
Monday morning.
Now, are you going to come back and keep us in the loop and let us know everything that's going on over there?
Of course I will.
When are you first? When's your first on-air appearance?
It looks like it's going to be not this Monday, but hopefully the following Monday.
Now, is it going to be regular every morning you're going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, excellent.
Cool.
Well, so, now you're stepping on my thing.
Sorry,
I was going to do the big tearful speech. And
you're
up.
Go. It's your show.
Wasted all the time not to do it.
I wasted your time.
No, just to say, all kidding aside, that everybody says that we wish you well in future endeavors and has left to pursue other opportunities. But nobody, everybody says that, but nobody really means it. But, of course, from all of us here, we know you're going to do a great job at Coin 6. You're going to do fantastically, as you have done here. And I would say that when Sarah first came here, it was just as an intern, and you know, we didn't know each other, didn't know anything about each other, and I would say that you have made this show the best it's ever been as part of it.
Stop it.
So I'm trying to be nice.
You need a tissue?
Dan woman. So I...
Thank you.
So we are going to miss you terribly, and we know you're going to do a great job over Coin 6. So congratulations from all of us, and you will be missed by us and by everybody in the Rick Emerson audience. Matt Peterson, you got about 10 seconds. You want to chime in here real quickly?
I just wanted to welcome Sarah to the other side, you know, the post-Rick life.
It is difficult. It's like
it's
detoxing.
It's really tough.
All right, we'll see you there tonight. There's F. Matt Peterson. Your last chance to say goodbye to Sarah Dillon is tonight at the Viper Room, 8 p.m. 8 p.m. for Listener Party 8.
And our last live broadcast together.
Last live broadcast together. Sarah's sister will be there. Our friend Storm Large will be there with a very special guest as well. Who we cannot name. As always, don't let the bastards grind you down. And thanks for listening. We'll see y'all tonight at the Viper Room. Scott Daly, filmfever.org. Everybody, we'll see you then. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Bye.
Out. Gone. Sacked. Fired.